Radio Network.
Initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers. From across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reiss on Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hey, this is Vern Troyer, and you're listening to Dawn Reiss's Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reiss, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reiss's TAM Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reiss on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
You are listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn.
And this is Kelly Preston, I'm so excited.
Welcome to Hollywood, what's your dream? Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't, but keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood, always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
Welcome, everyone, to the number one entertainment show in the Tampa Bay area, Hollywood Connections. Here's your co-host, Lisa V, and your host, with all the connections, Dawn Reiss.
Welcome, welcome, Friday night. And, you know, it's not just Hollywood Connections, it's really Hollywood Connections, because God is the one that's bringing the opportunities with so many connections, and we have them in the studio, we have them on the phone. If you want to get hooked up in Hollywood, we've got them for you, and we're going to open the doors of opportunity, and it's up to you to do what you do with your talent. As we open the show, we do have a film director we're going to in just a few minutes, calling from Los Angeles, as I remember, and we're going to go to him in just a minute, but I want to open up with Daniel. Hey, that's a Bible name as well, and I'm sure your mom named you after somebody, right?
She wanted to name me Elliot, but my dad thought she was crazy.
Elliot. Okay, well, now he's Daniel.
Yes.
Well, Daniel, I need you a little closer, and you're going to be performing where this weekend?
At the Nona in Safety Harbor, 12 to 3, and then SIP in Newport Richie the same day, 7 to 10.
He is a one kind of a rock star guitar player, and I tell you, I find the best of the best, and he is one of them. And take it away, and what are you going to sing for us?
All right, I'm actually going to play an instrumental.
Instrumental. That's even great. All right, we'll be right back.
Thank you.
So how did you do this? What inspired you to play guitar?
My dad took me to see the Ventures in concert, actually, at Busch Gardens, and I started on electric guitar.
Okay.
Then I saw guys like Sean Hopper, Tommy Emmanuel, Andy McKee doing like some crazy like percussion style, finger style picking. So I decided I wanted to try that too, and I've been doing this style for about 5-6 years now.
Well, what do you want to do with your career?
Definitely go pro. Definitely like do quite a bit of tours myself.
Do you know we have so many film directors, producers, agents, casting directors out there? Do you have an agent?
No.
No. So you film directors that need scores for your movies, or you want some amazing music, you've got it, right? And that's your original.
Yep.
Wow. Where can they look at your music? Your Facebook, your Instagram?
Well, my Facebook and Instagram are both Danny V Music. Instagram is Danny_V_Music because Instagram likes to be stupid.
Right. And, so you...
Difficult.
What we'll I like to difficult. See, a lot of these singers are now doing a donation with a button up there. So, when you see Daniel playing and, you've got a couple coffee bucks, put it through, right?
Right. Yeah. Pay it forward.
Yeah.
Try to do virtual tip jars when I do on Facebook Live.
Virtual tip jar. There
Have you
go.
Ever heard of that, Lisa?
Never, and wow.
I know.
I'm in. Sign me up. I'm right there.
I'm having so much fun, I forgot to put my headsets on.
Well, hey. That's how we roll here at 106.1.
FM,
the Heat.
The Heat. So anyways, we're excited because I have a friend named Keith Walker, and he is just an amazing man. We pray together on the phone, and we have a gentleman that wrote a movie, and he actually produced it and directed, and he's on the phone, and we're going to talk about that right now. We watched it last night on Amazon Prime.
I watched it 2 hours ago.
Right. It's only like $4.99.
Yes.
And you can watch it for 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that. Amazing. So is
I mean,
he on?
Get ready to really have eye-opening.
Yeah.
Experience with what other people are praying for, and that we're feeling that we don't have enough, and it really is eye-opening. I think most parents should watch it with their children with iPhones and all the technology to realize what you have, other people literally pray for. And
exactly.
Don't have
and
it.
You're a millionaire in their eyes, comparison to what I saw last night. It was heartbreaking. So we're there. Is he on the phone with us, Vaughn?
Hey, this is Stephen Spivey.
Hi, Stephen.
How are you?
We're great. So tell everybody about your documentary that you directed, and a little bit more. And I do have a question before you start. Who is the blonde kid that was just so adorable that just broke my heart? All of them did.
The brothers. They were two, right? Was the brother.
Right.
Right. There's a lot of kids, obviously, in there that are just pulling at our heartstrings and breaking our hearts. I guess you're talking about the one that has they dyed his hair blonde.
On the top, yes. He has the brother, correct? It's the brother.
Yeah, he has a brother. His name, that's Junior.
Junior, right.
Wow.
He was so adorable. And how can we write them letters? I mean, do you have their addresses or anything down there? Or?
Yeah, so what we do is we have the ability to, we still have people that are working in the street and that are going and ministering to them. So if people want to write them letters of encouragement, then you can write them and you can send them to our film company, RPM Films, and then we can get it to them. And that would be a huge blessing to those guys.
We would like to help you with that, wouldn't we, Lisa?
Yeah, oh, definitely. And if we want to send, clothes, shoes, stuff like that, I mean, we can reach out to you, and between, churches that I'm affiliated with and just people in business, we can really get help them change over there a little bit.
Right.
At least get them some clothes.
Right.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That is what we're trying to do. And I'll go ahead and start telling you a little bit about the story. We were down there living in Mexico, my wife and I. And as we were down there, we were ministering. I was ministering. I had an organization where we're going out basically teaching churches about discipleship and evangelism. And most of the churches that we work with are in impoverished areas. So we were working with them. As we were going through the city over the course of time, we noticed that there were kids basically playing in the street, begging at red lights and stop signs and whatnot. And as we saw this, the question mark is, where do they go? So one day, as you saw in the documentary, I just followed these kids. And we followed them, and they went under a bridge, and some of them went down into sewers. And we saw them, basically their living conditions. And so it's interesting the way God works. We were down there for a cause, what we thought was our purpose. And in fact, God had another purpose for us.
Amen.
Those beautiful kids.
You know, there's a lot of hurting people out there, and you know, and there's family members and people that, you know, you keep praying for. And the one thing I noticed, what the minister that was on, he said, the devil can kick you to the curb, but God will not kick you to the curb. He's got you. And there were very powerful words from the ministers and the people and the preachers that you picked for this documentary.
Yeah, that's what we wanted to do. So that was James Merritt said that. What we want to do as believers is we want people, we want to show people that, hey, it doesn't matter what the world has thrown at you, what the devil has thrown at you, Christ is there. We're there. And so that's really what we're doing, is that we want to get there. We want to get our hands dirty, and we want to minister to these people. We want to love them as Christ loves them. And it really is astonishing to them, because most of the people, and that's why we named it the movie Invisible, is that most of the people that walk by them don't acknowledge them. And if they do acknowledge them, it's something to the effect of, get out of my way, dog.
Wow.
And so these kids, they're really heartbroken. And it's under some of the worst circumstances. So, for example, the conditions, as you can imagine, in Mexico City are horrible for those that can't provide for themselves. There's 22 million people that are in the city. And so the people that are poor, what they don't understand is that, because they don't have internet, they don't have phones, all they have is word of mouth. And so what they believe is, if they can only get to Mexico City, then everything's going to be okay. I'll be able to find a job for myself to provide for my family, which is not going to be the case, because everybody in Mexico is trying to do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so what happens is, these kids, these families come in, and they understand that they can't provide for their families. In fact, they are now in worse than they were, and even beyond that, they can't get back to where they came from. Mm. So now these families are in desperate situations, and some of the most tragic things that we've heard are that some of these families will walk into a tourist area with their small child, and they'll walk into a large crowd, and then they'll let go of the hand of the child and walk away.
Wow.
Wow. That's oof.
Yeah, it's hard.
I mean, how heartbreaking.
You know, I'm reading something here, you know, yep. Real quick. And Lisa, you want to read the first one?
With an overall homeless population approaching 100,000. And many organizations say the number may be as high as 20,000 kids under the age of 18 are living in the streets. And according to UNICEF, in 2005, there were 13,373 kids homeless in Mexico City. So my children, if you're watching or listening, things could be a lot worse in your life.
That's right. And you watch this documentary. And then also, as you're on the air with us, 106.1 FM, The Heat, can you give everyone your website, where to go, where to donate, to help you?
Sure, absolutely. So if you want to see the film, it's very simple. You just go to InvisibleStreetKids.com, and there we have all the streaming links that you would that you can go on and stream. And if you want to donate to the ministry is geared for this. You can go to the ministry page, which is, again, it's three words, very simple, arelentlesspursuit.org. And you just go to the donation part of the page, and then you can donate from there.
That's fabulous. I know I want to help with social media this as well. Lisa, you were from where?
Well, actually, my daughter's father is from Honduras, and I was in the capital, Tegucigalpa, and I was actually in one of the worst areas. It's called Olancho, and you are not supposed to go there. It's on the website of our country saying, do not go there. And I it's been about 15 years since I've been there, but it brought back flashbacks. My first trip, I saw a family picking through like a 20-foot height of garbage, and they were kids. And I whistle, and they run over, and I hand them, you know, a $100 bill. I'm like, I don't need this as much as they need this. And the look on their faces, and they ran back, and what literally like ripped my soul apart was, there was a mother sitting down nursing, and so she has like five children, and they're picking out of garbage. One of the things that is the problem with those countries is the government won't let you come in and help. Did you have any issues filming this when you were there? Because, you know, when I would go to the airport, I would bring like 50 pounds of the Halloween candy that they don't care it's from 2 weeks ago. I got it for a quarter. they would almost try to confiscate it. The government over there, they would tell me, oh, you can't take this, and well, I'll pay you a tariff. Did you have any of those type of problems when you were making this movie?
So not when we were making the movie. What we the problems that we have making the movie is we're dealing with a government, and you know I'm just stating the truth here, that is corrupt.
Oh, right.
And all the people understand that the government's corrupt, and so it's hard to get anything done. It's not just red tape like we experience here in the U.S. It's way worse than that. And so there is no real government support, but they don't get in your way. You know, like, for example, we've traveled to Nairobi and ministered out there. And then, in fact, when we brought bags in, they do confiscate things or take things. But we didn't really experience that there. You made an interesting point. As you said, you were there and you were basically at a garbage dump. There's a verse that goes with that. It's 1 Samuel 2:8. And it was kind of our verse for the documentary. And it states, you know, it says, he, meaning God, raises the poor from the ash heap, that's the dump site, and he sits them with princes and gives them a seat of honor. And so that's how God sees these kids. And so now really the question for all of us is, how do we see them?
Right.
Right.
Well, and so we get in the Christian church in the U.S., we get in this lull where we're doing a lot of the things that we should be doing, but we're forgetting some of the most important things. That's pursuing the orphan, the widows, the hurting, the needy.
Right. Going out.
Well, this is so special. I want to bring you back next week as well. We're going to a little bit more talking about this, and we have so many guests in the house. And actually, I'm going to go to your singer. What was her name?
So there were two singers. There's Amy Fatzinger. And she has just that amazing song that you fell in love with. And then there's Ree Boda, and she has a couple of great songs on there as well.
Right. Well, I want to thank Keith Walker from my heart, and I'm going to call you after the show because you did inspire some people. I want to tell you from my heart, and I want to thank you and keep doing what we're doing. And let's go continue this next week with what you're going to be doing on upcoming documentaries as well.
That sounds great. I really appreciate your time, and thank you all for what you do.
Awesome. We're going to go to that song. Thank you so much for calling in and keeping us updated. And watch. Take your children. Sit down, Amazon Prime. Watch Invisible Street Kids.
Yes.
And you went up there talking about, I want this, I want this. You don't do this enough for me. I'm whatever. I'm all it. Sit them down. Watch this movie. And it's well worth it. It'll change their outlook on life.
You're living on the streets, right there. It's that you're living on the streets.
Yeah.
That's it. They can't get any worse than being on the street.
Exactly.
You're homeless.
Exactly. We're going to go to this song. We'll be right back with our VIP guest, Sunny Closet. Sunny J Closet. Say hi. Say hi.
Hi.
We're going to be back with our producer, executive producer. And we'll be back with Coach the World and some other VIP guests. I'm Dawn Reese. And actually, let's go to that real quick song. I know Deidre wanted to talk to him.
Hallelujah.
He is the God of the breakthrough. Hallelujah, sing the victory song. Though the road you're on is hard and long, He is faithful, He is just and true. He will never forsake you. Hallelujah, sing the victory song. Though the road you're on is hard and long, He is faithful, He is just and true. He is the God of the breakthrough. Hallelujah, sing hallelujah. Hallelujah, sing hallelujah. Hallelujah, sing hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, sing hallelujah. Hallelujah, sing hallelujah. Hallelujah, sing hallelujah.
And that is Visible Street Kids, one of the singers, and just really amazing. Let's go. We have some new guests here, and they drove all the way from Orlando, and yes. I know they're like ready to go. Yes. So let's introduce that intro song of their new show, their TV show, and we're going to come back and talk to them in the studio here. I'm Dawn Reese and
Lisa V.
We'll be right back. So we are here, Hollywood Connections, with another connection, and we help other co-hosts and other co-hosts and guests and hosts help us.
Yes.
Okay. Welcome, Sunny J.
Hi, Dawn.
You look fabulous.
Well, thank you, and so do you, as always.
Oh, everybody's loving your glasses, I told you, and they're like, I want to buy them. It's all over Facebook.
Oh, good, good. Well, you know, we can get them for you. That's one of the products from Sunny's Closet. Mm-hmm. You know, I have you always talk about Sunny's Closet.
I do.
And it's so funny because Sunny's Closet is also one of the shows that are on the new network, the GLS TV network, which that is our theme song.
Yes.
This is one of my partners, Lloyd Ellis, and
yes.
he produced that theme song.
Yes.
And so, you know, we're looking for a lot of different things on the network as yeah. well as, you know, new shows and content and all those kinds of things. And then one of the projects that we have is Showcase Raw, which yes. Lloyd spearheads.
Yes.
So tell a little bit about the Showcase Raw.
Well, Showcase Raw is, I was thinking of a concept that was different. It wasn't a hocus pocus type deal. And so I said, well, I just come up with Showcase Raw.
Ooh.
Because it's raw talent. And what
there
we do is we do episodes of how we start from the beginning and develop a show.
So you're looking for talent for singers?
Absolutely. I have a couple of nice singers now. I'm looking for actual musicians for the actual GLS show.
Oh.
So that's what we're
Well, Lisa, tell them what you do.
I yeah. sing.
She sings.
I sing everything.
Back there.
Yeah, got a guitar player right there.
Yeah,
we've got a lot of people.
I actually gave him a test when I did the blues song with him. So I was contemplating on, you know.
Come on, let's throw it down.
And get him over there for rehearsal if he has time.
Nice.
And, we have
another connection.
We have a huge event we're doing on June 15th with King Chamber of Commerce.
Okay.
They're a huge organization, and they do great events. They're trying to do it every 2 months. It's large. It's 1,500 people. They're having a 20 pit masters. They're cooking barbecue.
Oh, nice. I want to be there. Give me media access. I will.
Yes,
oh, yeah, I'm
yes,
there.
They,
I'm there.
So like Daniel and Lisa, they're singers, performers.
Okay.
What would they have to do to audition for you? Since they already did.
He already has. Who is Lisa?
Right.
That's
here.
Me.
Okay, you sing as well?
Oh, yes.
Should we have our audition?
I do everything from Etta James to Janis Joplin to Selena. Yo se habla español. I sing in Spanish too.
I'm always on the job.
All right.
There's my A&R.
Okay, I'm there. Trust me.
Right there, she's gonna take your information.
Yes.
But you gotta sing for her. So I mean, you could do it before I leave here.
Yeah. Okay.
Just go ahead and hook you up because we're already in motion with rehearsals.
Let's do it.
We'll get you to come.
I think we have some music for Lisa, and we're just gonna do a live audition real quick. And I know
so
one of my
cute
reporters, Moms, is gonna call in just a minute. She's on. We're gonna get her on, and I know that Deidre is gonna call back next week and talk to the film director, and we're gonna take phone calls next week with that film producer. So,
yes.
Jackie, hold on the line yet. And Lisa, do you have her song?
Oh, no, no. No. I didn't know you were ready for that.
I'm putting her on the spot.
Oh, she is. Actually, if we could
action.
Go. No, wait a minute. It's only because this one is so new. All right. That's not the one.
Let me just do this one song
because it's very near and dear to me. And when I say God, I'll just do the very beginning. When I say near and dear, and when the Spirit works, it works. When they remove people, God removes sometimes for just a minute, and then he brings them back. So this is Etta James, At Last. So this is for somebody very special.
Does he need music?
I don't know how to play that.
You know how to play that guitar? Start playing.
Here.
Oh, my goodness.
Look at this. This is
and
an
now, hopefully I will not.
Connection.
You know, yes, this is crazy. So we're going to try a little Etta James. Can you turn
this is
that
a live audition.
And we're going to live audition
I'm
right
gonna
now.
I'm going to be holding live auditions, Sonny, and I've got some things coming up. I'll filter them over to you.
Yep. Okay.
So we're excited in Clearwater Beach. It's going to be coming up in June and July once a month.
And we'll just
we have
do
a venue.
A little bit of it.
We're excited. So
awesome.
He's getting his music.
He's getting the music At Last by Etta James.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
And you can find us at GLSTVnetwork.com and download us on a Roku.
And we're going to come back and talk to you in a minute. All right, here we go.
At last, my love has come along. My lonely days are over, and life is like a song. Oh, the skies above are blue. My heart was wrapped up in clover. The night I looked at you. There you go. That's that's it for now. Not bad. I don't know what key. We're trying to match keys here, so hey.
Awesome.
Did my best.
Now,
did my best.
Actually, you were in key.
Thank you. I was trying hard there.
You're
so
natural.
Well, coming from you over there, that's like really, really a big compliment
it
over
is.
Here.
Well, what would you think about us doing live auditions on the air for both of our shows?
That'd
They're
be
doing
awesome.
It for live on the radio. They can do it live for TV, right?
Right.
And we can do that once a month. What do you think, Lisa?
Let's do it.
I think so.
Sounds great.
Yes.
Yeah. We need bass players. We need keyboard players. We need horn section.
Well, everybody watching live, they know right now.
And singers.
Yes.
Guys, females.
We have everybody all out there.
There's not a limit that we can stop at. I mean, we could pretty much have everybody go into their own.
Wow. Everybody bring a little bit to the table.
And what's it called again?
Showcase Raw.
Showcase Raw.
So how about we do this? If I'm doing a live feed at an audition, and I'll send it to you, and you can say, I want so-and-so and so-and-so, and then we'll let them know the next week on the air who's been selected to come on the air.
Oh.
So we won't be like the gong show.
Yeah, because no gong. Yeah. Very huge events. I'm doing also my family reunion. They want us to do GLS the Gloss. They want to do it. We have a couple of second cousins that's NFL football players.
Hey,
nice.
Nice.
I was going to be obnoxious, but I won't. Recently divorced. Just kidding. That's a joke. That's
we're gonna
it.
Right do a dating joke. Show for Lisa.
There we go. No,
that's
Christian. Lisa Christian Mingle. No, I'm just kidding. That's a joke.
No, I'm not.
So.
We could do that.
Yeah. No, God, ready? God will bring the right one this time. Amen.
And when you're not looking.
Hallelujah. Yes, exactly.
Hallelujah.
When you don't. Yes. Hallelujah.
That's right,
yes.
That's right.
Yes.
So, what's his name?
So, Sonny, while you're on the air with us,
yes,
he's giving some Facebook some messages. So, tell us how many people will be on your Roku channel. Are you airing now?
Yes, the channel is live. It's the GLS TV network, and it's on the Roku.
Yes.
So if you have a Roku, you can download the channel right now.
Yes.
We'd appreciate that.
Yes.
Right now, it's primarily video on demand, but we will be going to a linear channel.
Mm-hmm.
We're just looking for more content. Mm-hmm. So if you have a show idea or you have a show, we've got room to house it on our channel.
Okay, is there a price or fee to host
yes,
it?
Yes, and that's all on the website as well,
as well as
our contact information.
Yes.
Right. We are executive producing independent shows, so Showcase Raw is one of them.
Yes.
Sunny J Live is a new talk show that we're working on right now as well. Of course, Sunny's Closet, the shopping show.
Oh, right. I'm coming. Oh, get ready. Buy Ross, dress for less. I'm at Sunny's now. I'm there.
We also have my daughter. She's 8.
Bamber.
She was already trying to do her YouTube. But she talks. She can see here and talk with us.
Wow.
Yeah, I have to get help from my friend's kids. Like, what's wrong with my phone?
Good chocolate. She said good chocolate.
It's crazy.
Good chocolate.
Good chocolate.
But
wow.
Good job. We got a lot of great independent shows coming up.
I think when I pick her up, Sunny's going to feature her on her show.
Okay.
Having tea. What is it called?
Well, Tea Time with God. That's another one of our shows.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Can you interview us on your show?
I definitely can.
You know, because people don't realize, Lisa, you know, I'm working with Terry from the World's Tourism Pageant. And we're going to announce something pretty soon. But in December, I'm excited because I found a venue that I'm going to be running a state tourism pageant for her, as well as looking for reporters worldwide. And we have Teresa in California. We have Deidre that's on the phone. I'm going to get her. She is our new Hollywood reporter.
Okay.
And so I'm opening the door to help reporters, and I train them as well.
Oh,
and I
good.
Put them in events in different places. But I have to get the word out because I help everybody.
Yes,
right.
And I want them to know what I do. And that's where we're going to go right over to this lady here. Hold on a second. This is called Jeer Jessie, CoachTheWorld.com.
Hi.
I'm glad you got my email.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having me here.
Yes. So I'm up there.
Exactly. You are there as an influencer.
Thank you. And it was because of Eric Zuli. And Eric has been so busy. He's like flying in LA and all these TV networks. Hi, Eric, if you're watching.
Yes.
And he introduced us to each other when you were on his show. And just real quick, because I'm up there as a platform for pageant training or coaching. I've been a pageant judge for 40 years. And it's that quick.
You were just a little child when you started.
Just yesterday. And so I have the Be Discovered. I've got other things under Dawn Reese. So tell us what's new and happening, because maybe you could coach something or somebody on something, or you could coach somebody on music and get on Coach the World. And it's free, correct?
Exactly. There is no monthly fee, and you choose your own rates. The thing is, people around the world, they are spread out on all those websites. And the good thing is, Coach the World brings one platform where you can connect with your fans to talk with them or your clients. We have an integrated video chat. And the good thing is, you're paid up front, and it's for helping people. So also in each kind of section, let's say in music, in acting, real actors are there, real CEOs give advice. And people can book you for 15 minutes, 30, 45 hourly session packages.
So they could do auditions there as well.
Exactly, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That would be awesome for you, both of you.
We can coach on hosting. We can coach on developing your TV show. I mean, just like you can. I mean,
right.
This is a small world because... how Dawn and I met, I had another TV show that was in Orlando on Bright House for years.
Yes.
And then I met Dawn, and Dawn got me actually into judging pageants, which was really, really interesting world there, Joy.
Yes.
But that was really, really. So it's just a small world.
I have to hook you up with Terry. She's looking for some more judges for Nashville this year. Yes, for the World's Tourism.
I'd love to do it.
And I have you planned for mine in December.
That's right. Okay.
We're going to do that.
Definitely.
Super excited. And I've met you back at the International Christian Film Festival.
For the second time, because remember, you met me when I was filming Piper's Pigs TV.
Oh, that's right.
That's going way back. And we had some of your queens, your pageant queens on the show. And that's when we started actually flying me across the country to judge pageants. So she opened up a whole new world.
Lisa, get ready.
Yes. I can't wait.
Put your seatbelts on and come fly with Dawn Reese.
Yes.
And Lisa made Hollywood Connections.
Yes. Yes. So Lisa's already in a movie. She's already, you've got a lot of things happening. You want to tell everybody?
I am. In the I'm in the scene, the courtroom scene of the movie Coco, which we have the silver screen short film festival starts tomorrow, 5 p.m. Is the red carpet, and then it goes all the way through Sunday. So please go to the website And check it out. It gives all the information. But I'm also singing singing in the movie an original song. And about 3 years ago, I had a dream after I had gone out and just say had a good time. We'll leave it at that. And the next morning I woke up and I thought, wow, I've lost my mind. I just dreamt that I'm in a movie singing a song, and I don't know anybody who is even a producer, and 3 years later, here we are. So when God speaks, he really does. But yeah, it's crazy how if I didn't meet you at Beaming Hope Church at the Walmart, if they didn't get me at the Walmart, because Pastor Anita picked me at the Walmart parking lot. It's a crazy story. You'll get to hear more about it soon with the book when I start the book and finish it. But it's amazing how the connections, it happened. I mean, literally happened.
So are you also producing like short movies, or like if somebody wants a movie out of their life, that's what she's...
We are planning on actually, we haven't connected with her. Well, she's connected with the A&R, Tamela Mann. Tamela Mann.
Hi, Tamela. Say hello. Okay. Well, hi.
That's Natisha. Tamela Mann actually sung with Bobby Jones years ago. She was in the movie Madea, all the Madea movie with Tyler Perry and all that stuff. So that's Tamela Mann. She connected with her.
I gotcha. Okay.
And
very
so
cool.
Small
world.
We supposed to actually fly in and see her at the end of this month to sit down to the round table. So
nice.
That's exciting. I'm in awe with that. But yeah, we're doing shows. We're gonna do some sitcoms. We're gonna do some reality shows.
Hello there, I am.
We're gonna keep it going.
So I have a couple guests. I think I have one. I know we had talked to somebody, and I think Renee's on there. Deidre's on the phone. We got to get our callers.
Okay.
And we have somebody else that would like a TV show. We need to talk to you about. And okay, they're out on a sailing right now. We're gonna be sailing. They're out on their yacht right now.
Okay.
So let's go to the phones real quick, and then I'm gonna come back, coach the world, and we're gonna give some more information. But before we do, let's give your website one more time.
Okay, that's CoachTheWorld.com.
That's right. And we're going to come back and just talk more who's on Coach the World, but I got to get these callers. Who's on the air?
Renee.
Hey, Renee. Good. So Renee is one of the reporters, and she's hosting a new show with me on Thursdays from 1 to 2 p.m. called Beauty, Health, and Wellness. And she just wants to give a minute of who's going to be on the show coming up in 2 weeks. Go ahead.
June 6th, our show for Beauty, Health, and Wellness. We have a guest that's going to bring on, you know, the Beamer, and it's amazing what she's going to be able to explain to you how this is helping people, which I am definitely one person that she's been helping, and her name is Carrie, and we're real excited about having her on, Dawn. I mean, we need people to listen in to what she is going to help us out with our life, because this is really, you know, just to give an example.
Hold on, that's God moving mountains in here.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
It's going to be mountains, but let's put it this way. A rotor cuff tear that is now, I'm able to move my arm more than I ever have, and this is what it's done for me.
Well, you know, my son wants to go for his back, and Nick, and I want to try my knee because I used to be a figure skater, so we're going to do that before we go to the show, which is awesome.
I had five sessions, and my arm that I couldn't move above my head, we're going to announce this again, I can now bring it up above my head after 3 years. So
that's awesome.
Tell you, this is the girl you want to contact.
That's more mountains.
You can listen to our show on the 6th. It's amazing. Also, on the 13th, Tom Palladino with Scalar Energy, another amazing scientist guy that everybody's got to listen in on this, because you will never know what somebody can do for you until you listen. Our show is going to be amazing, Dawn.
And sometimes I won't be there. I won't be there. And some shows I'll feel, and I'll say to Renee, I disagree with this, you know, or I'll disagree with this, but or you know, whatever. But she, and I'll say, you take it over. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and there'll be times that either you'll host the show yourself, or I'll host the show. But it's something that we're passionate about helping people. So.
That's right. So if you're interested, give your phone number so they can call you, not me.
Yes. Well, 813-943-7377. And Dawn, your number?
Yes. Well, actually, 727-871-7788. If you'd like to be a part of this new show as well. And like I said, there are some times that we're going to co-host together. I won't be there. I'll be at Disney.
Right.
With my husband.
Yeah, and the times that I won't be there, I'll probably be in New York.
I gotcha. Well, I want to say congratulations. You are at the hospital where your daughter just had a new baby boy.
Yay, yes, congratulations.
Yay. So pass the cigars. Pass the cigars.
Little boy, beautiful little boy. And I have my other grandson, little Bruno, with me tonight. So he's with me for 5 days.
Can you tell that's an Italian family? Give your Italian accent one more time.
Please.
I love this.
Okay.
Here you go.
Tutta famiglia bellissimo. Grazie a te. Tutta sa buona.
There you go.
You could teach Italian on Coach of the World.
Maybe. Don't teach it, but I speak it a little bit. That's all.
Well, we're going to have some Italian wine and pizza very soon. And we want to thank Famaggi's Pizza in Clearwater Beach.
Oh.
They've been helping us for the month as well. We're excited.
Best pizza.
Mm. Go see them next to Hulk Hogan's place at Pelican Plaza. Say, Dawn sent me and Lisa.
Yes.
And Renee.
Hollywood Connections,
well, Renee,
and Renee.
We have only 10 minutes. I got to get the rest of the guests. Thank you so much. All right. God bless.
All right, Lisa.
Yes. Congratulations.
Yay, she's enjoying those grandbabies as I do.
Yes.
All righty. So let's go to Deidre. I know Deidre's on the phone. Deidre, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
So give everybody your title.
I am Miss Hollywood Reporter International 2019.
So real quick, I have to say something. She was volunteering at the International Christian Film Festival. I was so proud.
Yes.
So many interviews. And we have to do a Deidre hour. So, you know, I've been saying every time we get Deidre on the phone and her mom helps people that are in situations.
Then I'll go to Disney.
Yeah, exactly. And substance abuse. So her mom's into that. And but Deidre, we're going to have a special hour for you during the week. I got to get you down here. You have so much to offer of all your interviews. And just want to say, when I told you I was going to put you on the red carpet and you were going to interview with everyone, how did that make you feel?
I was excited. I mean, it was so cool, that experience, and was truly grateful and so blessed to meet all the people that I got to meet, and just to be there, that it was a Christian event. You could just feel like the peace and the joy and the love in that room, and the whole night was just amazing.
That prayer room, we're getting these prayer women here.
You and
I want to tell you.
Oh, look at the hair.
They were amazing, and I can't wait to get them. We're going to have a prayer hour. Yes, we are on Hollywood Connections. Trust me, we're going to do that this next month.
That was crazy where we grabbed you. I had your hand, and then the two ladies looked at us, and when she both looked at it, it was so powerful.
Praying for our families and everybody.
Yes, our families and everything.
Amazing. So, Deidre, I know we're going to have you call back next week with the film director that was on, and to get more in-depth questions, and we're going to take questions.
Yes.
What question do you have for somebody in the studio?
For Sunny, for the GLS network, how did you come up with the idea to start this network?
Oh, wow. Well, it's three of us. We're partners, so including my partner here, Lloyd Ellis, myself, and Greg Shell. So it's three of us. We came up with wanting to produce and promote independent, positive programs, TV shows, movies, and all the like, right? And at the same time, we're producing some. So we came up with it as a way to promote positive, inspirational materials.
Yes, family-based materials.
That's awesome.
Right.
Can she come up from Fort Lauderdale, and can you interview her about her life? She's had a chance to sit down with Mama Ali, Muhammad Ali's first wife, and so many people that she's been, you know, covering events down there. And so we have some other reporters
that
are so talented as well.
Absolutely.
We can come up with something. We'll come up with a new show.
Yeah. Oh.
Hey, there you go.
How about Beauty Queen Reporters?
There you go.
It's a whole new show.
A whole new show. That's what it's all about.
Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah.
I'm like, yay!
Well, me and Lisa have some surprises coming up.
Oh,
not yet.
Yes,
but we have something we're going to, it's really fun.
I can't wait.
And Renee and Carrie also do. So let's go to another caller. We have another one. We're good. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, Jerry. He is my promoter for many years up in Buffalo, New York, Niagara Falls. And Jerry has promoted me. Actually, Jerry's the one that pushed me into broadcasting.
Jerry Walston.
Thank you, Jerry.
Thank you so much, Jerry.
Hi, how you doing all?
I'm good.
Good.
You know,
nice to meet you.
I'm going to put this song up later where Jerry had all the Haitian friends of mine in Miami, and they're singing a song that Jerry wrote. And then we have a Be Cool, Stay in School song that he wrote. So I'm going to post that on social media. So, Jerry, we have a minute. Tell us what's happening in Buffalo, New York.
Well, just the other night, I was sitting editing. Remember the interview that we did with Pete Bennett and you and I in New York?
No way. You have those?
I have that, and I edited it, and I'm going to send it to you. It came out really, really good, and I broke it down into sections so that when we asked a question, It was just him answering.
Oh my gosh. You know, let me tell you, Pete Bennett was the promoter of the Beatles, Rolling Stones, and amazing man. He had passed away.
31 different acts he's handled.
Elvis
and Jackson and everybody. He was such an amazing person. He never ever said no to anybody. He discovered Beverly Johnson. He discovered Kim Alexis. I mean, all these different people over the years.
I know. He wanted to marry me, and I was waiting for my husband.
I'm waiting for mine. Take a number. I'm just kidding.
No, but you know what, Jerry? I remember real quick. We have a second. I got to go back to Jerry Jesse, and then we're going to end with our singer. We went to a pizza place in New York, and I remember Pete. Two things. We went in there, and he was not really happy about the pizza. And he's like, well, heck, I'll just buy the place in his Italian voice almost. And then we were working at a pageant, a National American Miss, and he's sitting there. And some young kid goes, well, I know Austin Kutcher, and blah, blah, blah. And so he gets on the phone with us, Ashton Kutcher. And he's like, yeah, do you know him? He's like, oh, no, I kind of breezed and met him. So you have to, if you're telling you know somebody, watch out because these people will
put especially with social media. You don't put the life on social media that you don't have because you'll get busted every time.
Well, here, Sonny, and you probably don't know this. I have a friend, you got to get him on the show. He is the young James Brown. And James Brown actually sanctioned him. And so we were going to...
Yeah, he's really good.
Oh, yeah. We went to a little club in Miami. And so I walk up and the guy knew me. And he's like, oh, yeah, right. You're James Brown's entertainment reporter. Why does he need a reporter? And I said, he has a magazine called Truth. And he didn't believe me. And he's like, yeah, right. I know somebody that knows somebody that knows Mr. Brown. I went, okay. So anyways, I walk up and there's, young James Brown. And he looks at me and he gives me a big hug. He's, Reese, I haven't seen you since pre-Grammy days. Long story short, the guy was like, really? She's Mr. Brown's reporter. Yeah. So, yeah, I tell the truth.
Right. God sees all. Right. God sees all.
Let me say this about Dawn. I have known Dawn for, 30 years right now.
Are we having a roast?
I know.
We're going to have a roast soon. But the thing is, I'm trying to say is that basically Dawn Reese is the princess of this industry.
Oh, Jerry.
And we have done everything that possibly you can possibly do, but we're only in our baby stages now because now I'm taking all these videos that we've made over the years.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm going to put them all together, and we're going to have to put together a big presentation with them all.
Well, do you have the one with Larry King?
Do a big event.
Let's do an event.
Oh, my God.
An event.
Just a humanitarian for you.
Oh, my God. I've never had
you
that happen.
Have some people imitating you, throwing your hair and your styles.
I'll put on a blonde wig. I'll do my best.
I'll sing a song to make you cry.
That would be awesome. I'm like, wow.
Do you remember, Don? Do you remember the song we ended with?
Which one?
Start spreading the news.
Yes, in New York.
Well, I started out the video with that.
Oh my gosh.
Three of us singing it. And then I ended it with that. And then I went through all the different people that we, different things that we've done and people we've talked to and, Caitlin Taylor Love and all these other people that we've been involved with over the years.
I have to say, Jerry, and I have to go get you on next week, but I remember there was a long line. There's a place in New York called the Bitter End. I'll never forget this in my entire life. Do you remember it? You've heard of it? Where these artists are being discovered by A&R reps and everybody. We walk in, they went, Mr. Bennett, and you and me were with him, and he had his arms around us, and he's like, yes, and they go, Mr. Bennett, your table's waiting for you. We walked past everybody and sat right down.
The whole line.
Yeah, and so they knew he was an A&R rep. He knew all the reps. I mean, that was such a memorable experience in my life. I mean, I'll never forget that, ever. Wow.
Well, Don, this is your year. This is something big is going to happen this year. Do you remember Gary Mottola? Gary, the harmonica player?
Yes.
Well, he's dying of cancer right now,
no.
So we have to do something really good for him. He's got mesothelioma. But he consented to come up to Buffalo because he wants to do a big production with me, and then I'm going to try and do a benefit concert for him up here.
Well, Lisa's a singer.
Let me tell you, wait, hold on. I was just doing a senior citizen center today. I was singing at it, and I was playing there, and he called me in, and at the same time he called me in, he started playing harmonica on the phone with me, playing the guitar in the place.
Jerry, we got 3 minutes left. I got to thank everybody. Right. Jude, Jesse, hang on. Hold a second. Lisa, thank you so much for co-hosting.
Thank you.
And you're going to a red carpet event tomorrow.
Yes, yes.
Where are you going?
Actually, yes, I'm going to be at the Bellagio in Tampa.
Right.
For the Silver Screen Short Film Festival, and Johnny, who is producing the movie Coco.
Right, and you're going to be interviewing everyone
interviewing
for us.
Yes,
and then Drew Jesse, we're going to get you more back and tell us what you're going to do, and I'm going to do a live feed with you this week.
Perfect, yeah. So the thing is like that, people, they want to have a time with their star or influencer or musician, and that's how the stars and actors can give back something to their fans, being able to video chat one-on-one with their fans. So go on Coach the World and sign up. It's free. And yeah.
Awesome. And Sunny
Let
J.
Let me say one more
wait,
thing.
Jerry, wait,
go.
Hold okay. on a second. Sunny
just,
J. You
I,
have
just
to...
give you my, I just want to give you my new email. ThePromoter78@gmail.com.
Okay, that's great, Jerry. Hold on a second. And Sunny J, we got to say goodbye to you. Thank you for driving over here.
Oh, thank you so much, Dawn, as always.
A pleasure. And where do they go to watch your show?
Oh, it's GLS TV Network. .com is the website, and GLS TV Network on the Roku.
Awesome.
Better known as the Gloss.
We're going to get some talent searches here. You're going to come back. You're going to help.
Definitely.
You're going to pick the best ones for your TV network. We're excited. I'm Dawn Reese. Remember, give God all the glory and honor in your life. Watch things happen. Get on your knees and start praying. And I'll tell you, if Jerry said it's my year, there's been a spiritual attack. And I'll tell you, you have to look back at the devil and say, get behind me.
Yes.
All right. I'm going to end with Daniel. And we've completed our show.
Yes.
Thank you for watching, everybody.
Yes.
Please
Good
share.
Night.
Please share and please share.
Yes. Please share my email, please.
Yes, we will.
Yes, and take it away, Daniel.
Yes, go Daniel.
Go. ThePromoter78@gmail.com. Yeah.
When sky blue gets dark enough, see the colors of city lights, a trail of ruby red and diamond white, hears her like a sunrise. Comes and goes and comes and goes like no one can. Matches up to lose herself, find a high on each street. Techno beats, it's always heavy into everything. She comes and goes and comes and goes like no one can. She comes and goes and no one knows she's slipping.
As you're listening, tune in next week because I have a new cruise company I'm working with. If you want a cruise, I'm working on something cool.